You've described the Africa Cup of Nations as the Formula One of African football. Now, do you think your players have got a taste for life in the fast lane?
They really got a taste. We have worked very hard in order to satisfy criteria and standards of such a big competition. I believe that we are very, very close. Rome has not been built in one day. We have really progressed very well. Fact that two giants, Egypt and Ghana, needed one moment to take the game in their favor, and that rest of the things have been inequality, even certain things in our favor, is simply telling that we have moved miles forward. However, still not enough from where we want to be. In that regard, I am very satisfied that with hard work, dedication, commitment of all the Uganda, Federation of Uganda Football Association, players, all of us from technical team, we have worked as a unit to measure ourselves how far we have reached in our development. And I am satisfied level that we have reached. It is just for a whisker that in both matches we were not getting what we really wanted from the matches.
Now, given that Uganda has performed well at the tournament, is the next stage to qualify for the next tournament in 2019? And is that your minimum requirement of these players?
Once you reach in required level, then you need to keep it up. It's very hard under given circumstances in African football. Everything is very close. It's getting closer. We are looking forward towards match with Cape Verde in Cape Verde in June, 13 June, with a plan. For us, match against Mali is preparation for the Cape Verde. In between, we shall use FIFA days in March. We shall use non-FIFA days for two more matches, so that with Mali, we are having at least four matches before playing Cape Verde in start of next qualifiers. If I'm telling you that this was my 79th match in 3 years in Uganda, what is simply unbelievable in comparison what has, how many matches players had before. We really wanted to measure ourselves, to judge ourselves, to develop ourselves. And I believe that we have reached a level, but still very far where we want to take Ugandan football. Consistency is a requirement in a modern game, and as a consistency, after 39 years, we have qualified, yes. But that qualification does not mean nothing, because Rwanda qualified in Kenya 2004 and never more. Sudan qualified 2008-12 and after not. Ethiopia qualified 2013 and after not. Those are the countries in our CECAFA, Central and Eastern Africa region. So we want to keep in consistency by qualifying for the next competition, because next competition is supposed to be real proof that we have reached a desired level.
Now, you've talked about before the games against Egypt and Ghana, and you've spoken about the experience that they have. You mentioned the details that there were 19 tournaments between the last time Uganda qualified and this tournament. Now, when you're standing on the sidelines, how does that experience manifest itself? I mean, what do the Ghana players have that your players don't? Because technically, they're more or less the same.
I need to tell you, the only what Egypt and Ghana had, it is an experience of the big competition. I can go player by player, because I do not only coach football, but I love African football. And loving African football, each player in Ghana team, I remember when he was as a junior starting and what process they have gone in order to play in very big clubs where they are playing. Also in Egypt, how many competitions with Ahli and Zamalek and players playing outside have passed through. This is exactly what gave them edge in comparison with us. However, we are very happy that we are so close, because being close is a proof that we are capable and able. And this injects confidence, and this injects motivation inside us, and this is how we are looking forward, motivated, with that what we have, how far we have gone, we are looking forward to get more.
With this, everyone's seen Ugandan football, everyone's seen you. Have your own expectations been raised, and have the expectations of the players been raised as well?
First of all, for me it was an honor, privilege and pleasure to compete against two great coaches, Avram Grant and Hector Cooper, from my side. Our team, Uganda Cranes, to compete against Pharaohs of Egypt and Black Stars of Ghana. Now, in a way, when we have seen that we are capable and able of to play the same level and even in certain aspect outmatch them, this is an injection of motivation that will rise our expectation from the point that our players have been seen, our players have used the platform, and we are dreaming that based on this experience, an experience that they will get with many clubs spotting the players, will give us an edge, and we shall be very, very competitive team in years to come. In other words, we are a leading football nation in the Central and Eastern Africa, and as such, we want to be like flag bearers of East African football in African football top 10.
Now, getting to that top 10, do you think that the players have got that kind of dedication to follow your vision? Because it's okay, we've seen so many coaches over the years saying, this is my plan, this is what I want. And then the players just really, you can see that they just don't share the same attitude, the same desire.
I need to be sincere to you and to tell you that this is what we are doing in Uganda. When you are looking at, people are seeing final product, national team, but what we are doing with President Moses Magogo of Federation of Uganda Football Association and President FUFA, we are having a technical master plan that lasts from 2015 to 2025. And as per now, everything is going according to program. And it is not important present crop of player, but it's important what is coming and how these things are developing. We have left the legacy qualifying, but now we want to see that the technical master plan develops, improves, goes forward and proves that Uganda can become a powerhouse of African football.
I know it sounds quite harsh to say, but do you think it's important that the players experience a last-minute goal against them so that they can really understand how important it is to concentrate at every moment?
I would take a comparison from boxing. No boxer has ever become the champion if he was not punched himself, being punched himself. It's meaning you need to feel that pain, so that pain, working very hard to not occur and happen anymore, you are bringing to the happiness. So this is the end rule of life. We have paid expensive scholarship of going and sitting on the table of men of African football. And I believe that we have successfully passed, because if it was an humiliation in both occasion, we would really feel disappointed. Like this, we have seen that one ball decides. We have that feeling inside us that we are so close and we want to move forward so that from close becomes equal, from equal to become better.
So what you're saying to me really is that there's an underlying happiness within the squad, within the coaching setup, because you've been able to learn and able to really know and to put your plans into action.
Absolutely. Whatever we have seen, it is something what, in a way, it is a legacy for the future. We have reached a level, we have no right to go back. There is only way forward, and this is what we are up to. I personally believe that this need to be inspiration for the nation to invest in academies and other related issues that are going with developing football. Need to go into the investment in many friendly matches, investment in many projects that are meaning development of football, because if it is only national team, then it is artificial way. National team is a roof of a house. And if foundation of the house is not standing on good legs, then even the roof will not be okay. So all this has a domino effect. In that regard, we are looking forward for much more and much better.
And how would you work harder to learn as well? Because would you go on more coaching courses? Will you look at more matches? What will you do as well to work harder?
For myself, I have reached a point that I took the project, I brought to here. Now I need a bit breathing space. We have last match against Mali. We won honorably to keep same level. We had 3 African Cup of Nations finals, first against Ghana, second against Egypt, and third one against Mali, to measure ourselves. And after that, with breathing, we shall see whether I will keep the project going or I will, as a relay, given to someone else that will continue. But important is that we have laid a very, very strong foundation that in years to come, people will benefit from that.
Do you think that might be an important thing for you to evaluate, that for your own progress, you go away and then come back, just like you want the players to go to other clubs so they can come back and give different experiences and different attitudes of other ways?
I need to tell you, a coaching job is very unpredictable. You are having bags always half-packed, ready to stay, ready to go. I'm very happy that with work I'm doing, Africa has recognized. And in that regard, very, very happy that many countries recognize value inside me and my work. This motivates me for more and better. And I'm looking forward to see. I do not run for the money because I'm still in age of learning. And I go for the projects. Whether I will continue with this project, whether I will go with some other project, but important is, one fact is for sure, that I will stay in African football as servant and soldier of the game in Africa.
And on a personal note, your journey has taken you from your home in Europe into the heart of Africa. It's been a long journey and an enjoyable journey. And did you ever think, when you were doing your coaching practices in Europe, that you would be there on the sidelines with Hector Cooper, Inter Milan, ex-Inter Milan, ex-Valencia, Avram Grant, ex-Chelsea, all these other players and coaches, and holding your own?
This is all about life. Important is those coaches have been role models in a way in his time with Valencia, Hector Cooper, in his time with Chelsea, Avram Grant. Great guys, I established relations with them. It was not easy to compete with them. It was like playing chess, answering from tactics to tactics, going into the issues of getting more experience. And for me, it has been a learning curve that I have learned a lot, and I'm looking forward to be much better in times to come. This is just an injection of motivation that if I have one team without big players succeeded to bring in the same level and above those to mention coaches and those countries, you can imagine what I'm capable to do one day when big things come.